Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Laverne Council, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Also joining us from IBM is Nicole Gartner. Laverne, given the critical role information technology plays in mission and program delivery, would you give us a sense of how the role of the Chief Information Officer has evolved, and what are the key characteristics of a successful CIO?
You know, the CIO role, I think in the last 20 years has changed a lot. Many people, as you looked at them, the CIO used to be the person that understood what happened in a data center. And they were the techie, and they can tell you all the bits and bytes and how much email you moved, and that's how you saw them. Over the years, and especially in private industry, but also in the agencies with the CIOs I've met, you're now seeing a different kind of business leader, generally someone who might have had a great deal of business experience as well as technical experience, because you have to bring both to bear. It's really important, as I sit with the Dr. Shulkin or Danny Pomo, heads of our VBA area, or Ron Walters, who heads up our NCA area, that I really understand their processes and what they're trying to do. And I'm not talking to them about technology. I'm talking to them about their objectives, and ensuring that their objectives are understood at the leadership level and then can be translated into technology. So the CIO really has to not only understand their business, but understands everybody else's. That basically requires a lot of intellectual curiosity. If you're not that kind of person, this is not the job for you, because things change. And they change regardless of you wanting it to change or not. The Internet of Things, the things that connect to the Internet that just to 3 years ago, no one would have thought about, you know, the ability of you to manage and control things on your cell phone and see things in your home or see things half a world away was never even thought about. The CIO needs to understand that, and they need to understand the impact and the opportunity. So they can't just be risk averse. They also have to be creative at the same time. And so it is a tough job. I will tell anybody that it is not for the weak at heart or those people that don't want to work real hard, because you never know what's going to pop up, and you've got to be prepared. And you've got to be able to select and trust leaders that could also be prepared and that have the same hunger you do. So it is, it's an interesting world. You know, I will tell anyone, and I generally have said this, you know, I prepped myself to be a great COO, and that's an operating officer. But at the end of the day, technology surrounded everything that I ever had to do and ever had to know in the last 30 years. And I think everyone should aspire to be a CIO.
That's a great way to talk about it. Just coming back a little bit to how you, and you just sort of went there in terms of how do you measure success? What does success look like for you? And how are you permeating that down into the organization?
It's an interesting conversation, because as I think about over the various of them, over the many years, gosh, I feel old sometimes when I think about it. But thinking about not only the role, but the impact. And where is the impact? Is the impact on just new technology, or is the impact truly on people? And I will tell you, it's on people. The technology becomes a key part of a legacy, but the people change, the ability to motivate one more day, the ability to get people to think about what they do differently and to want to step out into an area they might not know. That is to me the art of it all. And a technology and deploying a technology is one thing, but getting people to want to use it and to use it properly and to use it to change an environment and use it to make a veteran's experience better or even their work experience better is an emotional thing. It is it goes beyond just intellect to spirit. You know, and how do you give people understanding that as you think about your technology, your phone, and the things that you use that you now cannot live without? That's what technology has become. It is personal. And so I think having that understanding and be willing to sort of shed a little bit and share a little bit of yourself for a role that generally attracts introverts is an interesting opportunity.
I think we can call you the chief inspirational officer.
You have to be. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
What emerging technologies hold the most promise for improving federal IT? And more importantly, what advice would you give the next administration in this area?
Well, you know, everyone is talking about cloud and cloud technology. And I remind people, cloud technology has been around for a lot of years and being utilized in private industry for a number of years, primarily to take the burden off of the hardware and the amount of physical aspiration as data has totally grown and grown at exponential levels that no one even anticipated. The cloud allows you to really leverage and share an environment versus creating your own. And so it offers the best promise for a level of redundancy, a level of expansion, and a willingness to try things. And then if they're not work, move them away. I think also the second key area is virtualization, which has also been around a long time. But we have a real opportunity to leverage it very differently and use it very differently. As we talk about the digital platform, which is the concept is based on software as a service, it's based on a cloud platform. It allows you to use things called thin clients, which are not necessarily computers with everything loaded on them. Why? Because then you can actually move the data to the user's need. Based on who this user is, you know their profile. Well, guess what? Then you can show it to them the way that they want to see it. They can have the information the way they like to see it. To me, that's exciting. And so being able to have that kind of capability, using virtualization to use some of this hardware differently, and being able to leverage the cloud is our biggest opportunity.
Well, you know, what advice would you give someone, Laverne, who's thinking about a career in public service?
I would say, if you can, you should. This has been a great experience for me. I've learned a lot. There is so much that I didn't know, so much that I don't know if I should know. And in the experiences that I've had, to be able to share that with the team and to be able to bring that to the table is a critical opportunity that I think every American has. In isolation, anything seems okay, even just doing all private industry or doing all public. But I can tell you there is so much opportunity to transfer knowledge backward and forward and to really leverage and grow as an individual. I now tell people it's something they should really consider. If you can, you should.
Great. That's a great way to end our conversation today. I want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule and joining me and Nicole. But more importantly, Nicole and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it and appreciate this opportunity. It's a privilege.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Laverne Council, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. My co-host today from IBM has been Nicole Gartner. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.